Okay, well, I'd like to call the meeting to order, 11:34. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Cheryl, can I get a roll call, please?
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla? Hillary?
Here.
Jade?
Here.
Rita?
Here.
Rayette?
Here.
Harlene?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Cheryl. Can you also let us know who else is in attendance online, please?
We have Jack Walsh, Austin Roof, myself, Cheryl, and KSDP. And I think, I don't know, is there anyone else at the King Cove Conference?
No, just me.
And we have Dave Nielsen. See here, and then two people. I'm not sure. Is that everybody? I think that's everybody.
Can we get the two people who the numbers and please say your name?
I'm not sure what my number shows up at.
Is it the 1122? That's Carly.
Yes, that's me. Yes.
And I think that's everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. Can I get approval of the agenda?
This is Jade. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
This is Hillary. I'll second.
I have a motion made by Jade and a second by Hillary for approval of the agenda as presented. Could you do a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to new business, the 6-year capital improvement plan. It is suggested to move per our interim chief school administrator, Jack Walsh.
Madam President, if I could, I just wanted to share that these are documents that are really important to us to get an application into the state by September 1st. I apologize that in an earlier sort of days, I was asking you to give me your thoughts on this. And we had 6 of 7 people say they supported it, but our attorney suggested that probably wasn't enough. On one of the documents, it says there should be a regular meeting where this was on the agenda. So we're not paying any money. We're not getting any money. Basically, it's to support. These are projects important to us. We're working on them with the borough already, or about to start working on them, and it's showing when we might be asking for reimbursement, somewhere in 2024 and 2025. And all three documents are related to that. One is the cover letter, which just says, we're putting in an application for FY 2024. One of them is the actual 6-year capital improvement plan that has the the 2 years of projects listed. And then the third one is a letter to Tim Merrick, who is the manager at the Department for Finance and Sports Services and Facilities. And this is one where you had a project to do the school's Sandpoint school pool major maintenance. You submitted it in 2021. You got a good score on that. And we wanted to use it again. We want to use that same score to put it in the list with, you know, all the new projects that'll come up this year. And so that's what this letter is about. And I'm just asking that, you know, if they meet your approval, that you approve it. I would then ask a board member. I know that Rita had given me permission to ask one of the board members here in Sandpoint on an earlier version of this. I would ask one of the board members here to sign it, and we'd submit it to the borough so that they can get it to the state on September 1st.
Thank you, Jack.
So this is Hillary. I'll make a motion to accept the 6-year capital improvement plan as presented.
This is Carlene. I second.
Thank you, Cindy. Carlene, thank you. I have a motion made by Hillary and a second by Carlene to approve the 6-year capital improvement plan as presented. Can I get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Carla? Carla? Harlan?
Yes.
Rayet?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla, are you there?
Her phone Rita? Dropped.
Oh, Rita?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to personnel, A, employment of classified applicant as per BP 4112.8. Would you like to speak on this, Jack?
Thank you, Madam President. So this is the board policy that says if we're thinking of hiring one of your spouses or family members, that we have to have the permission of our local board that's saying that this is the best candidate for the job. And then we have to turn that information, if it's approved, we go to the state commissioner of education's office with that, and then they have to approve it. And whether that's done in their office or done by the state board at different times, it's been handled in different ways. We currently have an interim commissioner of education because Michael Johnson had just retired. I do want to say, Madam President, board members, that in the last couple hours, there were a couple questions that were asked. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just address those so at least I can be as upfront with people as I can. We're asking that we hire Dennis McGlashan to do two different positions for us. We've been advertising for people to be CTE teachers to work with our career and technical education, and we've had no luck finding a full-time person. So different people had proposed that they could teach some things and they would like to help us. Dennis was one of them. He said he'd like to teach a class on engines for kids in the high school and maybe middle school. But, you know, there was a lot of thoughts about whether it be one class, two class. We settled on one class. It'll be an ATV class. At the same time we were doing that, you'll recall that we had posted that we really need a bus driver in Sandpoint. I'm going into next week with no bus driver to start the school year. And so we had talked to Dennis about the possibility of being a bus driver or helping us in some way with buses. And driving the bus wasn't at the top of his list, although he didn't completely rule it out. But he had worked a lot on the buses for Head Start. And so we were asking him if he could help us with that. And to be honest with the questions, you know, some of the questions and the way that I interpret it was, you know, one, did we advertise these positions? Is it going to cause a situation where we got to create a new position in King Cove? And And so I just wanted to make sure people understood in some ways everything was moving pretty quick, but I knew one of the things I had to do was to ask you, are you willing to support him for this hire? And so I'll stop there because I know there's other board members that may have things they want to say. There, one last thing that someone had asked me about was, what's the wage? What, you know, what are we going to pay this person? We estimated that the school position would be 1 hour a day and about a half hour of planning time. So about 90 minutes a day. And that position, what the number that Dave came up with was $24.49 an hour. And then on the bus driver piece, and again, these are suggestions. I think Dave wanted to make sure that we had a ballpark of where we'd be. And then on the bus driver was advertised as something else, but we don't have interest in being the bus driver. But on the bus maintenance and getting it ready for the road here before school starts, we had identified that that would be the same number, that it would be $24.49 an hour. And, you know, yeah, we're not trying to take business away from any local businessmen, but we weren't sure, you know, what experience people have with the buses and stuff. And Dennis had a lot of it. So, you know, I apologize if it seems unusual and there were things about it. There were. We were struggling to try to, you know, fill a lot of holes. So now I'll stop.
Okay. May I speak, Rita?
Yes, please.
Okay. My only issue, like I sent questions this morning. My only issue is that these are two new created jobs that we didn't post. And in my packet, there's no job description. So if we're going to offer CTE classes to different people, are we just going to have one generic and we're going to say, okay, you're going to get an hour and a half every day. So, and you're going to get $24.49 and post them, because I don't see creating two different jobs and not posting the jobs. And then I know we have to go through the commissioner because it is a spouse, but my only concern is the transparency of us as a school district and just to make sure that we post all of our jobs for different people have an opportunity to apply. Nobody may apply and we still do the steps, but when somebody walks up to us and say, oh yeah, I see you created two new jobs for somebody on your board. No, that's not what we did. We posted the jobs. We interviewed for the jobs. This person was qualified, the most qualified for the job, and the person got it. That's my opinion. Thank you. I'm done, Rita.
And could I, if I could respond? I hear what you're saying. That's why I wanted to make sure that I brought it up to everybody. The one thing that, so one of the jobs was definitely posted. We posted a job for a full-time CTE person. We posted a job for a math teacher. And then in the end, we were talking about how the person might help us with both. And we've made her a math teacher and with the CTE remains. What we didn't post is probably that the CTE thing could be part-time, or it could, you know, because we were hoping we'd have a full-time teacher there. So, you know, again, I can turn around and I can post something there that says, because I've had conversations and I just want to be fair about this. I'm only in one of the four towns. So one of the things that happened is I've had conversations with someone from EMS and, you know, our first responders group who said she really would like to talk to us about offering a class in first aid or CPR or EMS kind of stuff. And I know that'll fit into what our CTE stuff should be doing. We've had people that worked in the school last year, a little bit of the day, working with Mr. Mixon, as I recall, on an engine class. And again, I believe that they may have been supported in part by East Aleutian tribes rather than us. So, you know, there's other people that have talked to me about doing some art classes or some quilting or some other kinds of, you know, skills that people might have. So, you know, again, I could post a position that says we're looking for people to do those things, and that may draw some people out. So I recognize that's an easy criticism that I haven't done that. On the bus maintenance one, to be honest with you, I believe in the conversations I've had that Head Start doesn't pay, you know, or make a big commitment. They ask the person who's working on the buses, who is Dennis, you know, tell us what's a reasonable thing that you think it's going to take, how many hours, all that other stuff. And they're paying him on an MOA or an MOU with something other than, you know, it's not like a full-time position. You know, we contract with different people to do stuff all the time. So if you'd prefer, because I, you know, when Dave Nielsen and I were talking and other people were helping me with this, we weren't sure we wanted to create a new position. I didn't want to create a position here and have King Cove say, what about us? I didn't, you know, what I was looking for is trying to fill a hole. And we did an odd estimate of 3 to 4 hours a week that might take. Well, we know it's going to be a little more now, and it might be a little bit quarterly rather than every week, but we just wanted to be as upfront as we could about what we were looking to do. So, you know, again, if Dave or somebody else or one of you said, well, can we do something other than create this position this way? You know, and maybe someone's going to say, well, why don't we just send the bus to Mr. Sue or somebody else? Because I believe in King Cove, they already had a plan for how their bus was maintained and it works well for them. So.
Yeah. And I was thinking like a contracted MOA or MOU, because I mean, I don't know all the details. I know in the beginning of the year, you're going to be working on the bus to get the bus ready. And there's regular maintenance. When it snows, you got to put chains on the bus, and there's all different things. So.
Well, and I appreciate it. I know that one of the things you'll, every once in a while, you'll hear everything that passes over my desk, and other times you don't. You know, right now, we are a district that stands out in somebody's mind as a district that should qualify for these electric buses, and that, you know, they're willing to give us some electric buses as long as we put up some upfront money. Well, I'm worried that we don't have technicians that could work on an electric bus right now. And I'm leery to do that. And yet it's probably a great opportunity if we had all
not
the
right
other
now.
People.
They're doing something, but you can go outside and.
Are there other questions or anything that?
I support the CTE thing. I know that's been advertised, but I think we should post if you're trying to fill some more. Let's being creative to have electives for our kids. I think that should get posted locally.
Okay.
But I agree on the bus thing could be a contractor MOU. It doesn't necessarily need to be an hourly.
Sure.
Thing. Okay. Who knows the most on buses in our community? It makes sense.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any other comments, questions before we move forward on it? Hearing none, does anybody want to entertain a move to approve at this time? Okay, so hearing none, there will be no motion to approve. So Jack, can you just get back to us on the next steps then, please?
Yeah, I'll work with Dave on drawing up a contract on the bus stuff, because I think the state, you know, again, there are things about transparency too. So I think they'd want to know if we were giving a contract to somebody that, you know, is a spouse of a board member, we would do that. But maybe we'll put out a request for a proposal where we say we're looking for somebody that can do our bus maintenance and see, you know, what comes forward with that. And then the other thing I would do is I will advertise, I think, as I heard, that maybe we were looking for people that could work part-time locally just to help us with our CTE programs. And if Dennis happens to be one of those people still interested in doing it, I'll come back to you at our next meeting. And currently, we're thinking that we might be meeting around August 30th to try to have our regular meeting. So it may be something that comes right back to you, but I will keep you in the loop about where I've gone. Is what I'm saying sounding reasonable, or is that not?
Oh, well, this is Jade. I support the CTE thing because we do have vacancies, and but if we're voting on it together as for both positions, that's what I was okay. Not making a motion for.
Okay.
You know.
And maybe that's it too. We can separate that out in a different kind of motion next time.
Yeah. If we could have we must be able to do a generic job description. So each time a CTE position comes up, we don't have to go and redo it. We have, okay, this is what we're offering. I mean, you do it for 2 weeks or do it for a quarter or do it for a semester. I don't know how long it's going to be, but this is how, we're going to do it. Some kind of plan in there where it shows that, okay, you're on this, you're hired for this job for an hour a day or hour and a half a day, 5 days a week for 2 weeks or 4 weeks or quarter or semester. And this is the pay. And there's different opportunities. There's different things. And then there's cultural things in our communities also that could be integrated into that.
Sure. Okay. I think I've got some good direction. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a question will this hinder us starting school next week any, with us not approving a piece of it? Is our buses going to be running?
We'll make sure that we get the bus checked out here locally by somebody. I don't have a driver right now. So, it's one of those things where I think the phone call I just got was for a student returning my call again, just because I asked them about, do they have training availability for any of our people? So, it'll delay the bus issue is a big one for me right here now. And then the other thing is that, when I was talking with the principal, we debated whether the class Dennis could teach would be one we'd do all year, one semester. And at one point we talked about second semester, but I think our interest was to do it the full year. And if we're delayed by a week or something like that, we will be okay. We'll make that work. So
on the bus driving piece, did you talk to Mr. Morgan and see if he'd help for a couple weeks, or because I know he's still in town?
Yeah, I personally haven't, only because I knew that when I saw him at the airport, the one time we had a short conversation about it, he just said what a challenge it's been and that it just wasn't something to be able to do. But I did think that there was going to be a last ditch effort where I was going to call him and see. And again, we've had Austin, we've had some other people say they used to drive the bus, they're willing to go through the training and stuff. I can't find training in the state right now. So, again, the problem's significant. And unfortunately, the letter I had from one company was from last spring. And when people saw it, they just thought that it might be pretty expensive and we shouldn't do it. And that's when we should have been training bus drivers. So. But Rita, I apologize. I've been telling people how I need the website to be available so I can add news and stuff like that right away. I've got to start getting a message out to the Sandpoint community again. We've been talking to as many people as we can saying, look, if you know anybody that's willing to drive the bus, please send them our way. And I'll just have to start reminding parents. These first days of school, I might not have a bus driver. We may need to do, they may need to make alternative plans to get their kids to school.
Correct. Thank you. So definitely hearing that there's going to be no motion on the, it fails with the employment. So let's move on to personnel, new hires. Jack, would you like to give us a little rundown of the memo that you sent?
Well, I apologize. The memo we included in the packet was one that Cheryl had made for us, and it's one that's fairly familiar. That you know, she listed our new teachers. We've actually been in the Zoom meeting. Could I just see it for a second? We've been in a Zoom meeting with them all morning, and they're meeting with their principals all afternoon as well. But what I basically just wanted to update you. These were the people that we've hired more recently. And there are people that, again, at some point in time needed your approval. Hannah McGee is here in Sandpoint. She's going to be our third and fourth grade teacher. Andrea Whitson is the one who has an engineering and a math background. So we thought she could help us with both math and CTE. And, you know, for now, we've got her scheduled full time in math. But I know that our goal would be to do something different in the future. Michael McGlashan is coming to join our staff. She's a graduate of Sandpoint School, and she is going to be our cook. And for a while, she's been the cook over at Head Start, and somebody that I think people are really going to enjoy working with. And then Rob Gadotti was just accepted our head maintenance position. Rob is somebody that's known well in Sandpoint. He's coached wrestling for us and done lots of good things with kids. He's involved in the fire department here, if not our fire chief. He has a business here locally, and he's a very busy man. What really stood out in when we talked to him, we didn't have a lot of applicants, but what stood out for him was he also is a trained electrician and was an electrician for many years. So he brings to the job a lot of skills that will really help us and, you know, possibly make it less often that we have to call people in to do electrical work here in this community, and maybe can help us in others as well.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve the new hires as presented?
This is Hillary. I'll make a motion to hire Hannah McGee, Andrea Whitson, Michael McGlashan, and Rob Gadotti.
This is Carlene. I second.
I have a motion made by Hillary and a second by Carlene to hire Hannah McGee, Andrea Whitson, Michael McGlashan, Rob Gadotti. Can I get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Kate?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Okay, Rita, do you want a slice of pizza or anything?
Carlene?
Oh, I'm sorry, did you say Rita?
Not yet. Hillary?
Yes.
Carlene, you're on mute.
Carla, yes.
Yes. Carlene, yes.
Rita?
Yes, Cheryl.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Can I get a motion to adjourn, please?
I move to adjourn.
This is Hillary. I make a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion by Carlene and a second by Hillary. Can I get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Carlene?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Motion carries.